know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Aloha, witches and bitches. Addie B here in Hawaii on my 50th birthday, the day after, actually. And I am in all places, a bathtub, getting ready to check out. But I listened to this podcast that my dearest friend, Renee Spears, also my spiritual guide and spirit guide mentor, put together with a group of women sending me birthday messages. And I didn't quite know what to expect. And as I'm sitting here with tears just rolling down my face, and I was thinking, I don't know, maybe these are more private messages. You know, will this inspire other people on the podcast hearing birthday messages to me? And I thought, oh my God, that's the whole entire point, you guys, is because this is building your future self. All of these women that are thanking me are coming and stepping into their greatness. You know, they're moving through into that version of themselves. And just like my experience last week, which is what this podcast is about, right? I'm sharing in the moment, taking you on the journey with me as I'm uncovering my stones, my nuggets, and teaching and sharing all I know as I go through it. That message came through so clearly on each of these women who have all taken a different path. And I think it was Kelly in what you're going to hear ahead that it said, one of the things was that, you know, it's not about being like me, like being like Addie B. It's about her being challenged to be her best self. And everything we do is about you finding that nugget and you growing into that best version of your highest self in your future and uncovering your purpose. We're all here for different things. And I think it was just so beautifully, if you listen with that mindset and you hear each one of these women and the different ways they have been impacted by the work they've done. I'm sharing. I'm a guide. I am here to teach and listen. I am owning that now. That's what last week did for me at the Life Coach event, owning my position as a guide to help other women, give them a place, a safe space to come and explore this, to open yourselves creatively and spiritually, and to just question, what is true? Why am I here? You know, and all of those things coming through. Someone else had said in here, I think it was Kelly again, but you guys, there's so much in here that touched me and just ripped my heart open. I think Babs had messages about that. Holly, like so many people about how I will step into it and like test it out and then give it back to you. Right? Because it's kind of how I've always been, but it made me think of this story here in Hawaii, and it's Eddie Wood Go. So the story of Eddie Aikau, he was the surfer and this lifeguard back in the 70s on the North Shore of Hawaii. He would ride the biggest waves. He saved hundreds of people from the treacherous waters out there. Like when we're talking big, huge waves out here, you guys, right? And he sacrificed his life to save these other people that were out on this boat drowning is the ultimate. There's a movie and a story. So the saying here in the island, you'll hear Eddie Wood Go. And so the meaning of this is, you know, he would go into these dangerous situations and put himself out there to help save others and to help, and not from a sacrificial, but from a living his life standpoint, like it's his purpose and his being. And so I thought of that when she said that. I'm like, oh, it's like Addie would go. Like Addie will go ride the wave. And this is what I am here to do and show, but also what I help other women do, I think, help you get out on the waves, help you start to surf into that land of fear, into where your heart gets palpitating a little bit and you get that flutter of excitement, that big wave's coming in and you're going to ride her for all she's worth. And when you catch that wave, that most spectacular wave, it's worth every risk you've ever taken. It's worth stepping into the discomfort of the unknown. It is epic. And this is where my 5 years on this journey have brought me. And you guys, before I listen to this podcast today, I'm sitting here in the bathtub and I'm in like this ball of self-doubt because I didn't get my full stack done. I'm trying to pack out of the hotel and I'm listening to these messages and tears just streaming down my eyes about the lives I've been able to impact just by daring to ride a wave and step into sharing my truth and my story. So I want you to hear all of these women, you know, sharing their gratitude for themselves, jumping on a wave and stepping into that wave and allowing themselves to open up and look at the world in a different way. And for myself, so much gratitude for myself for getting up and daring to do it. And wherever you're at on this spectrum out there listening to this, you can do it too. We can get up, we can ride these waves. And you guys, it's so much easier together. You'll hear believing mirrors, you'll hear all of that stuff. And if you're listening to this in real time, meditation is the way to start and get in right now. And I'll have the sisterhood open in February with the course and all of that to like really set the foundation for you of all these things we've been doing together over the years. But I've created this path where you'll have the ideas, you hear all of these women, everyone's involved in a different level. They're coming in at different places, some inspired by leaving their corporate jobs, some losing weight, some becoming life coaches, some like just stepping into their own greatness. And good friends, all good friends of mine, everybody in the sisterhood, I consider a dear, sweet sister of mine, past, present, and future. It is that connection. And, you know, I don't have this fear of we get so big and that connection isn't there because each and every one of us comes with that energy of open love, releasing judgment, full acceptance, and we're all right where we're supposed to be at the exact time we're supposed to be there. And we are each other's believing mirrors. So I hope this comes through in this episode to you and you get inspired to ride your wave and go, 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 just like Eddie would go. And I hope you can get inspired through the quest of these women, daring to step into it. And Renee, I can't thank you enough, my sweet friend, for putting this together. And all of you amazing women that came out and took the time to leave me a birthday message. And all of you that wrote on my Facebook wall, all of that. Like I feel each and every one of you and you all mean the world to me. And I was crawling through the entire thing. So if I didn't mention your name, don't feel like it didn't have an impact because it sure as heck did. Each one of you, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And witches and betches, get inspired. Let's find your path. You know, it's getting up over and over and we've got a system to do that. Meditation will help you get in touch with her, with that inner I am. And listen to Deb in here talk about that meditation. And every person in here has learned the meditation. I've taught the meditation too, with the exception of Jenny and Renee. You know, they're on their own spiritual paths, learning meditation in other ways. Every other woman in here, we practice meditation and we've learned the primordial cell meditation together. And it's a foundation also of what we do because in that stillness, you can hear the voice, you can hear why you are here, the purpose. And it takes practice, you guys, all of this stuff just takes practice of showing up, getting that surfboard out, and going out to ride the wave. All right, without further ado, thank you all so much. I really appreciate you making my 50th the best ever. And I can't even tell you how friggin' excited I am for the next 50. I know it's coming. Like Renee says, we ain't seen nothing yet. I feel that in every fiber in my body, and it scares the living crap out of me. You guys, this is like the biggest wave ever. All right, witches and bitches, here you go. Have fun, and I'll see you on the other side.
Happy birthday, Addie. Welcome to the 50s. I think this is the best decade yet. So as I was gathering birthday messages and putting this podcast together, I was so touched by how many people you've inspired and how many lives that you've changed. You know, I do have a little glimpse into your future, and all I can say is you ain't seen nothing yet. So keep on shining and showing us all how to live our best lives. I love you, Addie. Now, Claire kicks off all the birthday messages. May you have a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Addie. I just wanted to wish you a happy big 5-0. And thank you so much for being a part of my life. You inspire me every day. Keep up the good work. Love you bunches.
Hi, Addie. This is Ounce. Happy birthday. So you have changed my life in so many different ways. And we'll see if I actually start crying on this. I will say that from the moment that I had no idea who you were and started following you, and fast forward first year and the visioning and the second year, and then the visioning transformed into something else when you thought, oh yeah, we just made it. Then the third year, even better. It just, everything I appreciate about you is that you can take something, learn it, digest it, and then give it back to others in a way that is not only easy for us to understand, but I know there's so many things that I would never have done. You know, just myself, I would think, oh, that's great to know about and to find out about, but I would never actually do it. So the fact that you just can jump out of your comfort zone and change so easily and learn and just give that knowledge away, like, that is priceless. I truly, truly appreciate that part of you. I love you so much.
Hey, Slayer, Babs here. I remember meeting you on Facebook. You were the girl that put up the amazing video of yourself with box wine in the moment, being so vulnerable. And I thought, oh my God, I need to know that girl. You were also the person who did all the things, swam through every 24-hour fitness pool in Phoenix, Arizona, did aerial yoga. And I'm thinking, these are the things I would have as goals when I lose the weight, when I do this, when I do that. And you did them right then and there. And you're still the person who does things right then and there and right now. And you just boldly and courageously step forward. I know this year you're going to boldly and courageously step forward into this year. And I'm wishing you the happiest of birthdays. I love you, girl.
Hi, Addie. Happy birthday. This is Stacia. And I just want to come on and say happy birthday. I just wish you the happiest birthday so far, with even happier ones to come. And I just want you to know that you have impacted my life so much. I mean, from you, I have gotten permission to not only speak my dreams, but to also go after them and to learn that I don't need permission from anybody to put myself first. And that's what it's all about, right? And I just want to thank you for that. I've learned to meditate. I've learned to go after being a life coach. I just couldn't ask for more and a better person to run this life with. And I just want to thank you and say happy birthday.
Hey, Addie, happy birthday. This is Holly, AKA Freebird. I just wanted to say happy birthday and share with you how much you've changed my life. Just like following you and watching your journey, leaving corporate America. And that's next on my list. All the future planning right now, I had dreamt of, just like selling my home and starting fresh and leaving corporate America and completely starting over. And like watching you like have the vision of the RV and doing all of that has just like totally inspired me. So right now my house is under contract, and I know, right? Yay. And I found the perfect townhouse to move to. And I feel like I manifested that, like, on one of our weekends when we did our future self, like all the stuff that, you know, like I wrote down that I've been dreaming about is slowly coming true. And this is like the first step. And so I love those weekends or camp that we do, and we plan about our future self and all the work we do. And just how much that has changed everything and changed my life. So my next step will be, once I get through all this and get settled, will be corporate America. And you led the way. So I just want to share, thank you for all you do and how you inspire us. And, you know, it's awesome. And I'm so grateful that we have crossed paths. So happy birthday. I hope you have an awesome time in Hawaii. All right. Bye, Addie.
Addie, I just wanted to say happy birthday from the Spicy and wanted to thank you so much for all of the things that you've done for me, bringing in the woo into my life and helping me down my spiritual journey, helping me to realize that yoga was where I needed to be. Happy birthday and welcome to the 50s.
Hello, Miss Addie Beal. It is Kelly, aka Naked Exec. Just wanted to hop on here quickly and wish you the happiest of birthday. The world is so incredibly blessed to have had you here for a blank number of years. I won't add it. I don't think anybody cares. Everyone knows it's your 50th birthday. So we will throw that out there. Just wanted to thank you so much for being incredibly challenging to follow, because your energy is so high and your light is so brilliant in this world. And when we have people that are forging the path for us, it is just basically impossible for us to outsource our purpose to one of those gurus. So thank you so much for never letting me follow and be you. You put me in a position where I have to do me. And that is the greatest gift that you could possibly give to the entire world. So a huge thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you continue to do. I will continue to find things that I'm afraid to do. And as we have said multiple times, Addie will do it. Let's make her start and pave the way for us. So thank you for continuing to pave the way. I am so excited about the enormous future that all of us are building together and what is yet to be created from all of the paths and the power when we all come together as one tribe out there. So happy, happy, happy birthday. May you be blessed beyond your comprehension. May today just surprise and delight you beyond your wildest expectations.
Happy birthday, Addie. It's Sunfire. Oh my gosh. I'll never forget. June of 2019, you walked through my doors at work to introduce me as you were going to be my new boss. And boy, did I not know the changes in my life that were going to happen once you walked into my life. I've always known about you, but I never personally got to work with you until then. And I will tell you that, my life has never been the same. And oh my gosh, it's been wonderful. It's been such a great adventure journey. And I know that is not done yet either. You have brought life back into my life. You had made me dream the impossible. And you just keep on pushing me to keep on dreaming and to keep on moving forward. And the best advice that you ever gave me is something's better than nothing. Ah, so, so true. And I get to pass that on to the people that are in my life that I love, that I get to push and get to inspire them. So thank you. Thank you so much. Happy 50th, lady.
Hi, my name is Deb. I'm from Texas, and I believe I met, or, you know, of course we haven't officially met in person, but it doesn't matter. I feel like Addie is my sister. So, I want to say it was probably from PNP, Corinne Crabtree's group, is where I first started following Addie, Namaslayer. And then I saw that she started her own page, and I was intrigued because she had, you know, accomplished so much. And it was her confidence that she exuded that just kind of drew me into her, because it was not arrogant at all. And then I started listening to her podcast, and I've been changed. You know, I would say the one thing that Addie has helped me tremendously with is, you know, I took her meditation course, and I'm ADHD, and the be still, you know, and she'd always say be still. And I just thought, you know, with my monkey brain, there's no way that I'd be able to accomplish this. But I did take her meditation course. It was the best thing I ever did. And I haven't looked back, and I've been able to incorporate that into my everyday routine, and it's a game changer. And I will tell everyone that it's a game changer, you know, because I donated to Weight Watcher for years, and I never got the mindset that I needed to help me with my weight loss quest. And the meditation has been a game changer. And with that, it's helped me drop nearly 25 pounds this year. And I have no doubt that the meditation was definitely key for me in losing that. Her podcast is another thing that just has helped me tremendously. And the Heart Seeing podcast community, and me being able to share my quest, my weight loss quest on there. And it's just a community that I've never met in person, but they all are influential, and I'm so thankful for it. And it's just priceless.
Hi, everyone. This is Paula, also known as Lightseeker, and I want to talk real quickly about Addie. So Addie has changed my life in incredible ways. When I first met Addie, I was in a long, long career. And through it all, she has been my believing mirror like nothing ever in my entire life. She believed in me before I believed in myself and knew anything was possible for my dreams to come true. I left my 34-year job at the U.S. District Court with her encouragement and support, and I have started my education to become a life coach, and I am currently in the Deepak Chopra classes that is going to give me my certification. So all of this has been because of Addie and what she has done for me. She is so enthusiastic and just a wonderful person to be around. She supports me, again, like nobody else. I'll tell you a quick story. When I first met Addie, about 6 months later, maybe a little bit more, she had a gathering, which was called a glamp camp. And I was one of those that attended. There's, I can't remember, maybe 8-10 of us at the most. And I was so quiet. And I wanted to leave. I got there. I was so uncomfortable, out of my comfort zone. Just who are these women and what the hell am I doing here? And I even looked into flights back home. I don't know if I ever told her that. But I was just like, I don't belong here. I'm not one of these people. I'm too quiet. But I went through it. And I, you know, just kept following Addie and getting more and more involved in the sisterhood. And I can truly say that she's been the catalyst for me and the change in my life. I met you, Renee, through Addie. So what a gift that is. If anyone has any hesitation about joining the sisterhood or just getting in touch with Addie, don't wait. I'm 58 years old. I wish I had started earlier, but I'm glad that I did now, and I'm just so, so grateful for her love. That's the other thing Addie has shown me, is how to love. How to love everybody and everything and embrace them and welcome them and throw out the judgment. I'm still a work in process on that, but she has taught me that lesson that I never really learned in my life. Truly, truly grateful for that. So, Miss Addie, have a wonderful, wonderful 50th birthday. And I'm just so thrilled for you. And thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Hi, Addie. I'm the Young Jedi here wishing you the happiest of 50th birthdays. I am beyond grateful that the universe brought us into each other's lives. From the moment that you reached out to me on Messenger to explain what the sisterhood was and to the trip to Hawaii, I am a better person because I've met you, and I can't wait to see what the next 50 years bring. Happy birthday.
Addie, this is Jenny, Jenny of Love, as you know me, here in Hotlanta. It's a beautiful day today. I'm so happy to celebrate your birthday with you from across the United States. But as you and I both know, there is no space and time. We are eternal beings, always together. And I'm so grateful that you're a part of my life and that I'm a part of your life. We've known each other for just a few short years, and yet it feels like we've just really been sisters throughout this entire lifetime. And I'm so grateful that you and I both became overweight through our life, and through that journey that we had a discovery that we needed to find a right size body. And you were doing it parallel as I was doing it. And I was watching you on your journey and just fascinated at how you were able to bring so many people into your life with you along the way. And I was the kind of girl who needed to hide in the background until I was finished. You know, you just ripped that Band-Aid off. I remember some of the early videos, seeing you and your daughter prepping like Ava bowls, and I was like, I don't even know what this is, or homemade ice cream. Like the weirdness, the excitement, and just being in there filming together, I thought, this is amazing. And you immediately, you started to make a change in people's lives, and you didn't stop there. It's like you built like this amazing tribe of women, an amazing group of women that are really changing not only their bodies, but their mindsets and their emotional well-being, and looking every day to strive to, how can I do better? How can I make this magical? How can I expand everything? And now you're even including business. I mean, it's just, I just am so grateful that you're doing this. And I feel connected to your daughters and to your aunt also. And again, none of them I've seen in person, but yet I feel like I have. One day we will all be together in physical form. But until then, for today, I just want to say, look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In the brief course lie all the verities of existence. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. Look well, therefore, to this day.
Hi, Addie B. It is Morgaya. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Lady, you are killing the life game. And you have been a huge inspiration to me on so many, many levels. Finding you through weight loss was just the tip of the iceberg. You have inspired me to change and move and grow and have believed in me when I didn't even believe in myself. And your cheerleading and love and joy have changed my spirit, have changed my walk. Well, that song is coming, but here's this one instead. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Addie. Happy birthday to you. I love you so, so, so very much. And I look forward to spending many, many more birthdays with you. Mwah! Love you.
What a way to end that episode with Morgaya and her voice that just fills me with chills every time I hear it. I hope you felt it too. And from the gratitude just oozing in this episode, and gratitude being that vibration of you know, having already received, of just being so thankful. And that is what that emotion that brings us into receiving all the things we want. So if you're getting a little ambiance here, I'm now in the hotel lobby piecing together this podcast and just wanted to thank all of the women that took the time to send these birthday wishes and for Renee coordinating this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a beautiful 50th birthday gift and way to document where we all are on this quest together. And listeners out there that have not yet jumped in or starting to dare to think, what if I ride that wave? What if I dare to think? And what if I just start doing one little thing? Something is better than nothing, as Sunfire said, which came from Sharpshooter Susan, by the way, to give full credit there. But we are all about the baby steps here on the HeartSync podcast in the community. So wherever you're at, jump in and start taking action for yourself and start daring to dream to ride that wave. And you guys already on those waves, just keep going. And when we wipe out, we just get back up again over and over until we catch that big epic one. And then we start all over again, because then we're ready for a bigger wave, right? All right, my loves, I hope you have an amazing week ahead and bringing in December full of a magical time of family, friends, gratitude, joy, really a good time to reflect about your year and all that is to come. And we'll have some more on the podcast coming up and bringing in the new year. Aloha, witches and bitches. I'll see you next week. Slayer out.